This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Here's a number, $1.6 trillion. That might be the GDP of some small industrialized country or something, but no, it's the total amount of outstanding student loan debt in America. This is one focus of Marketplace's new personal finance reporter, Samantha Fields, paying for college. You can borrow or you can save in advance, so the borrowing is a bit less onerous. Welcome, Sam.
Hey, David.
So where are we now in 2019 with this? Are we saving for college?
Yeah, it turns out about 60% of parents are saving for college, at least according to a report that Sallie Mae does called How America Saves for College. And when I talk to parents, the majority of people are saving at least something for college. Of the five families that I talked to for a while, three say they are saving something for college. Two said they haven't been able to save anything at all. Even the ones who are saving say that they would like to be saving more, and that things like medical debt, credit card debt, childcare expenses often get in the way of them saving as much as they'd like to be able to put in.
We did ask a question about this in our most recent Marketplace Edison Research poll. It's a scientific survey. And about a third of the people said they're afraid they won't be able to send their offspring to college.
Yeah, they're afraid that they won't be able to afford to. And actually, of people who are 18 to 34 right now, that number is closer to 60%. And interestingly, one of the moms that I talked to, who's a single mom here in New York, she has a 9-year-old son. She's just started saving for college for him. But she says she just feels like, realistically, there's no way he's going to be able to go to college without taking out loans.
And honestly, this is kind of sad, but in this country, you just have to deal with debt. This whole, I don't want my kid to have debt, it's not really feasible, it's not really realistic.
So, I mean, people struggle. There's a difference between I am not saving for college versus I can't save for college.
The couple people I talked to who are not saving both said they think about it a lot. They've really wanted to save for their kids. They're anxious about the fact that they haven't been able to, but just life keeps getting in the way and they feel like they're constantly trying to catch up on other things and that college is just something that feels a little bit out of reach.
And I guess wages are finally beginning to tick up this late in the expansion, but this is hard stuff.
It is hard stuff. And, you know, one of the moms that I talked to, she and her husband just feel like they're still trying to recover from the Great Recession. They lost their house. They're in debt from trying to sort of stay afloat during that time. And she said she doesn't really feel like she's alone in that.
I just feel like we're living the new American dream. And some of my friends and I joke about that. Like, we're the new middle America.
She's living the American dream in quotes. Deeply ironic statement. Marketplace's new personal finance reporter, Samantha Fields. Sam, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
There's more about saving for college at our new personal finance collection called Check Your Balance at marketplace.org.